towards in Atlanta. I don't care how much it costs me, 10 grand, 20 grand. It's going to be on you guys. And we'll store it for you. I'll give you one at a time for all I care. But I'm not going to lose money on this.
Well, that's just not our original agreement. I don't understand what the
issue.
I'm sorry?
You didn't order it on time. I don't have a delivery date. If you don't like it, take it up with Hanover. If you've got something fruit about,
well,
I am willing to talk to you about resolving the issue if you want to.
So we sent you these POs back.
I'm going to hang up on you. I already discussed that.
On 4/12/16.
Do you want the goods, yes
and,
or no?
And 5/25/16. We need to work this out, Vito. I mean, we've got millions.
I didn't have a delivery date. I'm not going to store the stuff for you, period.
We got millions of dollars tied up in this.
I don't care. So do I, sir. It's your job. It's not mine. You have no organizational skills. I'm sorry to you and your company. You just throw me a piece of paper. I don't know what the hell you guys are doing, what project you need stuff on, and I'm supposed to just sit on this shit for 6 months and just wait for you guys to give me a call.
So the POs that we give you don't have the job site addresses and contacts and scheduled delivery?
Where are they? Show them to me. I would love to see it.
Well, who is your person that we used to deal with? Because these are all the POs went to was it Jamie? I mean, we send these POs to someone, but obviously they don't work there anymore. But you, GTI has received these POs back in April and May. And that's what you said. You needed 3 months of delivery dates back then, and you've had these well in advance.
We didn't have a delivery date, sir.
So you're saying there's no scheduled delivery dates on the PO. So I can pull up these emails.
You're
that we
telling
have sent.
Me 7 months ago you told me to deliver it on December 19th, and it's on the PO.
No. That is not the Vito.
I seriously doubt it.
Vito, the original agreement is we give you up front the quantities, the job sites, you bring them in, and then you ship to the job site. And we give you these well in advance. Those were 6 months in advance.
I'm going to chill out. I don't have that stuff. You didn't give me delivery date. I gave you my options. What do you want me to do? Number one, before we even get into this, did you verify that the HO-1518 sink is what you need, or is it the LSS-1960? Because if it's a 1916, we're talking for nothing because I got the stuff.
Okay, well, that's something I can get with Morgan about. I don't.
Let's stop arguing because I'm not going to let you win this one. I'm right. I'm not going to. What everything you said to me, it went in one ear, went out the other. I need a delivery date. That's it.
Okay, would you mind?
Do you care
if I set up a call with Hanover?
I don't give a shit. I talk to Morgan, to Candy Morton, 5 times a month about this shit. I say these guys suck. I use those exact words. They give me no delivery dates. All I get is calls from these subs with 300-400 units. Oh, can you deliver it next week? I'm tired of this shit.
So that's what
I'm going to tell her if you put her on the line.
These guys have
no organizational skills. They order this shit whenever the hell they want. They have partial shipments. I have breakage problems. I beg them to take the whole damn order at the same time. They don't do that. I try to cater to your jobs. And they have obviously no storage space, no organizational skills. I can't deal with these people like this shit.
Okay. Vito.
That's exactly what I would tell them.
Vito, I mean, we're not going to get anywhere on this, and we need to obviously get this worked
out.
Would you have time?
I'm not going to let you say all that stuff you said and corner me and make me look bad, and it's a lie. This is your baby. You deal with it. Let me know what.
You're not up to getting on a phone conversation with Hanover.
Who are you going to talk to?
Well, we can talk to Tim Horton, Howard Dyer Smith, or head of marketing.
I don't even know those people. I know only big dogs in Houston.
Well, you know, the big dog in Houston is Howard Dyer Smith. He's the president.
I don't even know.
He's the president.
Good. Call him up.
So you're okay? We can get on and set up a call for
Listen,
this.
Call him up right now. I'm going to tell him the same thing. I'm going to tell you.
Do you know Mark with HDS?
Get the PO out. And if that thing doesn't have the delivery dates, which I doubt it does, I'm going to tell him the same thing. These guys suck. They don't have no organizational skills. And I'm not a giant warehouse with and I'm not going to invest millions of dollars because these guys don't know what the hell they're doing.
So, I tell you what.
And ordering 50 cents at a time, whose deal was that shit, man? Chad, what? Since we're talking about it, you're killing me, man.
That was the original deal.
I'm trying to freaking save these guys, cater to them because I need their business. And you're just throwing this shit out like you're freaking Prince Habibi over here sending me 50 cents at a damn time on a 300-unit project. I don't care if they steal the crap. That's your problem. Go rent the damn warehouse and get security, man.
Well, I don't think we're having any theft issues. But
why are you ordering 50 at a time, dude?
That is the original agreement we set up with Jamie when she was there, or she or he. I don't know if it was a she or he.
I don't care who told you that. That's bullshit. And if I'm not going to lose money because you guys made up some crap.
Okay, well, we didn't make up anything. Well, I'll tell you what. Give me a minute. I'll pull some history emails, and we will
even continue. I don't care, man. Listen to me. I don't give a shit if you show me everything you just said. That's the issue right now, and I'm not going to buy it. I'm the owner. I'm not going to lose money because you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to make money. And you guys are disorganized, dude. I am so sorry, Chad. Yeah. What's going on, dude?
Vito, what's your cell phone or a contact number we can call you back at?
956-545-4610. Before you make any calls, do yourself a favor. Find out if that's the HO-1518 you need or the LSS-1960. If it's the LSS-1960, all we did is had a heated conversation and I can take care of you in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not, then you're screwed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what I'll do first. I'll find out with Morgan which one it is. We'll let you know on that one, and then we'll...
Listen, and I'm telling you right now, again, I emailed Morgan last month. I need 4 to 6 months. Take those POs that you sent me 5-6 months ago that to me is stupid. Throw them in the damn garbage. I need dates. I need dates. And if they're not within 4 months, you got to wait. That's cheating, man.
All right, Vito, have a good day.
Dude, I'm trying to help you, dude. You just can't do this stuff. Okay. Don't you know when the job's going to start? Don't you have any kind of idea of the schedule? Why don't you tell that shit I have no idea when the schedule is. I sent this guy a PO. I knew I had the schedule in front of my face, but I gave no date.
So moving schedule, we give you a start date, and it's all on the PO. So we can sit here and go back and forth, Vito.
I tell you what,
we'll... I'll get all this up in an email, and then we'll get on the phone with you and I will converse, and then we'll call Hanover. How's that?
Do you have that PO with the start dates?
Yes.
Right now. Send it to me.
Yes, I do.
Send it to me. Okay. And I'm warning you, I need 4 months on all order. I don't care what I said or what we said.
Yep, so we get you the POs well in advance. Okay, Vito.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye.